bilen, bilen de ara çok benzer yerden akan bir kaleciydi. And then there was and not he's here. Stefan is on the, not here today.
Stefan is on
the, on the,
yes, yes.
Okay. And then I thought that these guys are not reading almost all the other favorable conditions. And then we do have apologies from Honorable Melder and Honorable Gatan. The only two apologies have been recorded. And the rest of the members are here, or else they are on their way to get. But I understand that I think not Honorable Peter. Then if you need to actually communicate what you communicated in about them, you're going to say, you need to experience.
Oh, yeah.
If you experience, yeah. You can proceed.
Thank you, Chair. I would like to give an apology for Honorable Hussein. He went to Germany for studies.
Okay. So the possibility that you come back to be a doctor or a professor or something like that.
Something like that.
Let's hope that you come and add more data to the community. We should appreciate that. And thank you very much. And honorable members, I think we just before we go to the clause by clause, then you can just ask to change us just some of the cleaning exercise where they've just done some of the members on our agents yesterday. I think it should not take that much long. And of course is that sometimes this morning I have actually requested them from the view just to look at the memorandum, but the memorandum also is aligned to the amendments that we have made. So to see where we start thinking for them to get about the implementation of that clause, the memorandum must also be able to enable the correct process. So I hope that there is a plan that also we try to remind them to keep it earlier. John, I think you may proceed and welcome to the meeting.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Good morning, honorable members. Chairperson, yes, as we went through some of the state advisors, all of us sat together, we went through the documents that have been seen and updated the Quest Advisor Committee yesterday. Chair, one of the things, if I could say this, is to look at the version of the A letter, B12A,
that's
been handed out. If you look at one of the additional things that we added, if you look at the first indication is the wrong title, and this was based on the subsequential amendments that we need to do based on the transitional provision that's been included in the Act. So, yeah, on page 2, Chair. So the only thing we're saying, if you look at the bill, so we're saying on page 2, in the last line of the long title, after penalties, what we're doing there, we're just inserting the words to provide for transitional provisions. So that can then be captured in the long title. Chair, with regards to clause 2, initially what we had in clause 2, there were 4 paragraphs there. The only thing is just cleaning up the drafting style and format. If you look at, for instance, if you look at clause 3, we say on page 4 in 910, after self to admit in any way and to substitute with in the prescribed circumstances. So what we've done under clause 2, if you look at what we previously had, we indicated on page 3 in 910 to admit, make an application. Then we went to the second paragraph, on page 3 in 910 to insert. So all we've done is just lump them together for this neat drafting style and format. So what it reads now is on page 3 in 956, after 2, to admit, make an application for asylum, and to substitute with report to the Refugee Reception Office. So the wording is precisely the same, it's just the document that we corrected there, Chair. Then on clause 3, Chair, We previously had two paragraphs, and we've got three now. We've got a new two, and the reason for that is if you look at, and this is cross-referencing text that we did, if you look at clause 3 of the bill, which amends section 5F, it deals very saying he or she has committed a crime in the Republic which is listed in Schedule 2 to the Criminal Law Amendment Act, which is saying of. And that's in order to align it with the rest of the provisions of the bill. So we're just changing the word to the word of.
On the bill where?
On the bill check, if you look at page 4 of the original bill,
yes.
In line 27,
yeah.
You see there, check that sentence or that line starts with a 2, a number 2.
Good.
Two, yeah, so that 2. The word to, T-O, must just become of. That's the only thing you need. So it would read then, which is listed in Schedule 2 of the criminal or the criminal law in the hand. So it would read, the correct reading will then be paragraph 8, he or she has committed a crime in the Republic, which is listed in Schedule 2 of the criminal procedure. So we just change the question, not too much. Yeah, the Criminal Law Amendment Act of 1997. So it's just the word to in the beginning of the sentence that's changed to of. It's of that act, not to that act. And then the last one that we have is on the new clause. What they previously said, the following section is hereby inserted after clause 50. So just be the following clause is hereby inserted after clause 50.
Hereby inserted after clause 50.
That's
how it's before.
That's page
4.
Previously agreed. Yes, what we've done in the previous check, it's only the word clause. It says the following clause, in the document there it says the following section is hereby inserted after clause 50. This document we just say the following clause is hereby inserted in terms of a bill, amendment bill, the clause that you
say. All right. Honorable members, I think honorable members, I think these little changes that have come up, they are mainly for killing purposes. Then, is anyone that wants to move for agreement with these killing changes? And agreement. That is the case, then let me just ask whether there's anything that the government wants to say as well about the in the same thought, right, I said the only when I requested that they participate in that caucus meeting yesterday, and ensure that when they leave the vote, then the main CBA should be able to represent to the views in relation of the document that they have been using. They have to use that as a reference because they were engaging each other at that. Until around 5, that was the then what happened to proceed.
Thank you very much, Chair. Indeed, we did all engage, even by email stuff this morning as well. And everybody's in agreement with what has been included. We've looked at the, I've gone through the e-bill as well, and all the amendments indicated in the A-list have been captured in the e-bill as well.
Okay. All right. And then that honorable member then takes us to this document. This document, at the South Republic of South Africa, the name of the Peace Amendment Bill, as introduced in the National Assembly, approved for 2025, and then done by the Minister of Home Affairs, and at the bottom is B12B20C. Is that a document that is in front of you?
Okay.
If that is a document that is in front of you, then the front page, I think we have been told that only when they've agreed, and then the ISBN number, then we will send that to the correct one to come in. And then the name of the bill, are we happy about it? And then the number at the bottom of it will be -2016, the front page. You have to move that we actually agree to this country.
I agree
with the other country, which has been the first country, and given the other country of the European Union. Thank you very much. Is there anyone who suggested that we agree on the country? And thank you very much. Is there anyone that disagree? None. Then we go to the second page. In the second page, the long title. To amend the Refugees Act 1998 so as to amend the research certain definition to include federal provisions relating to disqualification from refugee status, to provide for integrity measures to combat fraud and corruption among staff, members and refugees such as offices, attending committees, and the refugee appeals authorities, to omit provisions referring to the data dissemination codes. Substitute certain provisions relating to the refugee appeals authority to provide for the re-establishment of the standing committee for refugee affairs and to confer additional powers on the standing committee, to confer additional powers on the director general, to clarify the procedure relating to conditions attached to the asylum seeker visa and the abandonment of applications, to revise provisions relating to the review of asylum to provide for the withdrawal of refugee status in respect of categories of refugees, to provide for additional offences and penalties, to provide for transitional provisions, and to provide for measures for necessary. That's the wrong title. That is the title chapter of the title in this particular case. Of course, that there are other things in between that may not be specified, which is actually covered by the last part of the long title that talks to provide for measures connected therewith. Otherwise, if you write anything, then you'll be writing different views to the long title. Anyone that's happy about this long title? Honorable Mayor, who is adoption of the one pack? Thank you very much, everybody, that's the second to the proposal. Honorable Rakuti.
I second the proposal.
Okay, thank you very much, honorable members, and is there anyone that is going to problem with submitting the long time? None, that then takes us to clause one. But clause one then talks to definitions. Definitions only. We have not been changing definitions. I think we have been aware of these definitions for many weeks. Anyone to move for the adoption of clause one?
Chair, I move for the adoption of clause one.
I move for the adoption of clause one of the definition that has been made by Honorable Minister Honorable Kapuda.
Chair, I second adoption of clause one.
Thank you very much, and then the move to adopt clause one has been seconded by Honorable Kapuda. Anyone that has got a problem, please ask adopting clause one. None. That takes us to clause two, which is on page three, right in the middle. That starts with execution for the legislature. I hope that this, I think we talk too much about this and many of the presenters, and then they have spoken to this one a lot. Clause 2, starting on line 25, because we're on page 3. Anyone who's happy on the provisions to exclude those refugees on certain conditions. That is.
I move adoption of clause. Who's amendment?
Thank you very much. And then clause 2, then we move to adopt clause 2. Anyone who second? First, the guy didn't come to me.
I second the move.
Thank you, Bernie. That's actually seconded the move to adopt clause 2. Anyone that agrees to adopt clause 2? None. Honorable members, then we go to clause 3. Going to clause 3. Honorable members move for the adoption of clause 3, and then anyone who is supporting the proposal. Honorable
Rafiki.
Thank you very much, and then Honorable Rafiki has seconded the proposal to adopt clause 3. Anyone who has got a problem with the adopt clause 3, the refugees are not in view. None. Honorable members, then that will take us to clause number 4. Verse number 4 is almost the shortest one, starting from line 39. It's about the delegation of power, I think, by the minister. That's all what it is. It's in the industrial. I don't know which one. That's four.
Thank you very much.
Clause 4, Honorable Kambuza is moved to for adoption. And anyone who seconded the move? Honorable Rafuji? Thank you very much. Honorable Rafuji has seconded the proposal to adopt Clause 4. Anyone who has got problems with the adoption of Clause 4? None. Then we go to Clause 5. So Clause 5, honorable members, and then it does deal with the heading. Only the heading. Refugee reception offices and the committee for refugee affairs and refugee appeals authority. That's all that Clause 4, so Clause 5 is talking about. Honorable Ms.
Chair, I hereby move for the adoption of Clause 5, that is the heading.
Thank you very much. Anyone who is supporting Honorable Ms. Honorable Kenny. Thank you, Honorable Kenya is supporting the move to adopt Clause 5. Anyone who has got a problem with us changing that heading? None. That takes us to Clause 6. Right at the bottom of page 4. Then it ends up on page 5. Anyone that's happy about the clause 6? Honorable Ms.
Chair, I move for the adoption of clause 6.
Thank you very much. Honorable Minister, move for the adoption of Clause 6. And then anyone who is seconding Honorable Minister? Honorable Gumedes?
Seconding.
Thank you very much. Honorable Gumedes, second to the proposal to adopt Clause 6. Anyone that's not ready to adopt Clause 6? None. Honourable members, then we go to Clause 7. That starts on line 15 of page 5. Composition of the Refugee Appeals Authority. And then I'm sure you will remember that this one that we are bringing in also some requirements for them to be legally qualified because they may be able to operate individually. And then, unlike the current status where they are operating as a club. And Honorable Mayor.
Thank you, Honorable Chairman. My assumption is that the exact minimum qualifications are going to be stated in the
because thank you very much, and thank you very much, and Honorable Gumedes move for the adoption of Clause 7. Anyone who is seconding Honorable Gumedes said that the department will be interpreting that as an appropriate team and qualified persons for the work in front of them. Because otherwise it can help people, you know, specializing in law and the law of protecting trees or animals. Then they won't be appropriate for doing this work. So surely those that are legally qualified, but they will check in which areas or are they qualified in respect of the work that is in front of them. We expect that that will be the interpretation. And then it may be clarified in the regulations if there is any need to provide certainty for the recruitment purposes. But I think it's a fair to say these are the qualified. But definitely, of course, that they will go down to appropriateness with the application. I did not have anybody selling it. Honorable Ken. Thank you, Honorable Kenyon. Second is adoption of Clause 7. Anyone that has any problem with us adopting Clause 7? None? Thanks, Honorable Members. I think there is an object as to Clause 8. That talks to the main intention that the appeal can always can be used by one person. That's what Clause 8 is almost talking about. Anyone that it has been our main intention actually to try and to be human capital to be able to do benefits everyone. Anyone that has used Clause 8? Honorable Dambuza. Thank you very much, Honorable Dambuza, move for the adoption of Clause 8. Anyone that supports the adoption of Clause 8? Honorable Dambuza. Thank you very much. And there's a good deal, secondly, the move to adopt Clause 8. Anyone that disagrees to that? Let's proceed before you get suffocated. Let's proceed and complete. And then we are going now to Clause 9. Clause 9. Yeah, that is the appointment of the members of the Refugee Appeals Authority. That's all what you're talking about, and then at the time span. Yeah, Honorable Mayor.
I move for the adoption of the ordinance.
Thank you very much. And then anyone that supports Honorable Mayor? Honorable Kenyon? Thank you very much. And the proposal to adopt Clause 9 has been seconded by Honorable Page. Anyone that is actually opposed to that? None. And then that is as to Clause 10, right at the bottom of page 5. That is somewhere around 948.
Yeah.
But this disqualification from membership of the Refugee Appeals Authority. Honorable Mayor, okay.
Thank you, Honorable Chairman. Honorable Chairman, I move for adoption, but with the understanding that Clause A will be expanded because it may otherwise be
where are we now? Oh, the terms of A. Not the South African. Yeah, that is qualification. He is not a South African citizen unless the visitor has given a new option for this. Such skills the next day as you significantly announce an appointment to the authority. So that means even a non-South African can be appointed on the basis of either skills or whatever. Okay. Well, we'll always expect that all ministers in the country are supposed to be South African citizens. Then they are patriotism will always be at a higher level. Will not ordinarily do this when it is not seriously required. Honorable Zambui.
I wish to propose that the regulation it must be more expanded because there should be reason that could lead to that satisfying reason that could lead to that appointment of such a person with a person. So I would suggest that government took note of to draft something on the regulation. I don't want to stand because it cannot say anything in the that letter. But in the regulation would not be clarified that they could be really not.
Okay. After saying that, I second you.
Second.
Okay. Honorable Dabuda, then I second that. The move to adopt is for 10. And anyone that agrees, none, I tell you, beyond maybe you can understand me, but the just calling about unexpected balances that we don't have to agree with. And I'm sure that honorable members also, this will form part of the meat that you chew in the house when you actually present this particular piece. And then to be able to say that loud and clear. Okay, we then go to clause 11. And this does with the provision that the minister can remove a member of the Refugee Authority. This such member becomes disqualified in terms of this section. This is the condition changes of the member. Then he does be enabling the minister to be able to remove the member. Honorable Rafiki.
I move for the
okay, Honorable Rafiki has moved for the adoption of clause 11. And then, anyone who's up second? One more, Mr. Second. Thank you very much. One government has seconded the adoption of clause 11. Anyone that is this? Anyone with any problems with clause 11? It is normal that when you have got the power to appoint, you must also have the power to do. Otherwise, it's one way traffic. And if there is nobody that agrees to clause 11, then let's move to clause 12. Anyone who proposes for the adoption of clause 12 where we are repeating section 18? We are expanding to the period. Removing. Yes. Honorable Ken.
I move for adoption of the
repeal. Thank you very much. And move to agree on clause 12. We will review the section 80 of the principal act. Honorable Reed.
I second the move for
adoption. Honorable Reed has seconded the move to adopt clause 12. Anyone who is not happy about that? None. Then we go to clause 13. Then we are actually now, so safety deals with the safety committee on refugee affairs. What is in short known as SCRA. The composition, the functions of SCRA, and the terms of the members, then it goes to the disqualification, the removal from office of members, remuneration and administrative staff on page 8, right at the top. That's where that clause ends up. That deals with the sending committee on the CD affairs. Clause 13, Honorable Kenny.
Before I move on, I'm concerned about the annex that talks to any functions performed by the same committee in terms of the act must be determined by a single member.
That's best to get us on the line where you are.
On page 2 of the annex of 8.
Page 2
of the annex of 8.
On the 80s. Remember that the 80s were already moved and adopted. And then now we are not in a position to amend. We were born hard at that. But let us hear what is there that you are saying, but just remember that the process has gone past.
As much as it has been, since the
why the amendments are here, because initially they were determining in groups, but then it was exhausting a lot of human resources. And then now they put backlogs because now they are not facing up with it. Now when we now actually empower them that one can make the determination, now a group of three then can look at three at the same time. Unlike before, where you're three looking at one. and then changing back off. It doesn't matter, you want it to us, it's out as well.
No, in fact, I just wanted to explain that one of the reasons why the But in order to make sure that there are no problems in regard to what you are concerned about, we specify to them they should be generally qualified. And then that was why we were saying now, but there should be a minimum limit of experience in the campaign. So that to make sure they can do the job. And the rules should be appropriate rather than appropriate to qualification rather than open-ended qualification.
Thank you very much. And now, anybody that can move on the adoption of Clause 13, that is the key. Yeah. Let me.
Chair, I move for the adoption of Clause 13.
Thank you very much. Anyone that supports Honorable Dimitri? Honorable Dimitri?
No, I support the proposal but I'd like to speak with in a situation where there is no bad blood between the minister and the director general, if it is the minister or the teacher and what is the school, perhaps we go to look at the school, how practically we went to, but otherwise I don't know the problem.
Yes. Okay. Honorable Gomez, then I seconded the proposal to adopt Clause 13. Anyone that is having problems with adopt Clause 13? None. Of course, Honorable Gumede, we legislate with the hope that everything will be fine. Any other thing that happens, then it becomes a crisis, and then it calls for crisis management. Then they should be dealt with in that particular time. But otherwise, we think that they will work together. Even these members of these committees, we expect that they will actually do the work that we expected. But I mean, if one they decide otherwise one day, because there's got other problems somewhere, then other interim measures to deal with the crisis will kick in. Yeah. Well, I think the intervention that you brought in should be taken to Clause 14. And then the section that is to improve measures to deal with corruption and among the different committees and staff in the section of the human rights. This measure is to improve measures to help corruption, fraud, and health. Anyone who is happy that we should deal with corruption can really be much more intense.
I move for adoption of Clause
14. Thank you very much, Honorable Kelly. Let's move for adoption of Clause 14 and then Honorable Dambu Dara to you.
I'm second. Clause 14.
The second is the proposal to adopt Clause 14. Anyone that has any problems with it? None? I expect that no one will never have a problem when I deal with corruption. Okay, that takes us to Clause 15, honorable members, and that is the section also that talks to applicants to actually present themselves within 5 days to our reception offices after entry into our port of entry. That's one of the things that is in there. That's So 15. Anyone that is heavy about it? Can see that you are really internalizing it, honorable.
Yes, thank you, Honorable Chairman. Yes, I think we came to this side because we wanted to be in line with the current situation, and therefore we don't have any input to adopt this course.
Okay. Okay, Honorable Majors, move for the adoption of Clause 15. Honorable Minister. Thank you, Honorable Minister. Second, the adoption of Clause 15. Anyone that is having problems to adopt Clause 15? None? Yeah. Then we go to Clause 16. Right at the bottom of page 9. This is just one legal sentence there that talks to any person reasonably suspected to have a mental disability who is found under circumstances that clearly indicate that he or she is an asylum seeker must. And that is that amendment where they were considered reasonably suspected to have a mental disability. Honorable Rapuni has moved for the adoption of Clause 16. Anyone who second Honorable Rapuni? Honorable Kaye? Thank you very much, Honorable Kaye. Second adoption of Clause 16. Anyone that is not happy with Clause 16? None. Then we go to Clause 17. Clause 17, honorable members. Almost mainly talking about dependents. There's a child there. It's a little bit of A. Honorable Gabu.
Chair, I move the adoption of Section 17 that
deals with. Thank you. Clause 17 has been moved for adoption by Honorable Gabu. Honorable Gabu. Thank you, Honorable Commander. Seconded to the proposal to adopt Clause 17. Anyone that is having a problem with it? None? Then let's go to Clause 18. Clause 18 is a new clause. Altogether, I'm sure honorable members will remember that we spoke a lot about this one. Is it the one that we ended up collapsing 2 or 3 boxes from the original amendment? Is that the case, honorable members?
Can we have contradiction? I know we did that in the DNA of it.
Thank you very much, honorable members. Ask them to get a visa. That is what Clause 18 provides. Honorable Rafiki. Honorable. Honorable Rapunzel moved for the adoption of Clause 18. I'm not sure that whether he wants to run away.
No.
Just walk to the entrance, you need some fresh air, as long as you don't go. Honorable
Thank you, Chair. I speak to my coach and I speak to my staff. No matter how important it is.
Yes.
I looking. Thank you.
Okay, Honorable Mayor, second the proposal to adopt Clause 18. Anyone that has got a problem, with the clarity now that has been provided or an asylum interview. Okay. That takes us to Clause 19, detention of an asylum seeker. Clause 19, I don't remember, that's one clause there. It's a minor difference in session and division. Honorable Kenny?
I need for adoption of Clause 19 and Clause 2, detention of an asylum seeker.
Thank you very much. Anyone that seconded the move from Honorable Kenny, Honorable Rafi? Thank you very much, Honorable Rapunzel. Seconded the move to adopt Clause 19. Anyone that is opposed to that? None. Then take us to Clause 20. Clause 20, right at the bottom of Clause 11, of page 11. Honorable member. Then it goes across to page 12 at the top. Honorable Minister?
I look at the committee here by the adoption of Clause 2.
Thank you very much, and Honorable Adelaide, please. Anyone that supports the move by Honorable Adelaide, no cry. No cry. Anyone who supports the move by Honorable Adelaide, no cry. Honorable Dabuji?
I second the
move
by Honorable Nokaya.
Thank you very much. And then the proposal has been presented by Honorable Dambuza. Anyone that opposed to the adoption of Clause 20? None. Then let's go to Clause 21, where we've got a review that provides for the review by the same committee if anyone of the applicants disagrees of the work of the teacher's technician officer. That's what this clause provides. Mm-hmm. Honorable Mayor.
I move for adoption of Clause 21.
Thank you, Honorable Mayor. Let's move for adoption of Clause 21. Are you agreeing with me, Honorable Minister? Honorable Minister, second to the adoption of Clause 21. Anyone who's opposed? None. And then we go to Clause 22. Clause 22, and then still talking to issues relating to the Registered Determination Officer instead of talking to the data determination only. We are busy doing cover. Honorable Dambuza?
Thanks, Chair. I move for the adoption of Clause 22.
Thank you very much. Honorable Dambuza moves for the adoption of Clause 22. Anyone who agrees, Honorable Mayor?
I second the adoption. I second that motion of clause 32.
Clause 32, adoption seconded by Honorable Commander. Anyone who is opposed? None. Then it is asked now to clause 23. Clause 23 provides, apply for permanent residence in terms of section 27 sub D or 31 sub 2 sub B of the Immigration Act after 10 years of continuous residence in the Republic. That is a sort of an alignment. Clause 23. Honorable members. Honorable members.
I propose adoption of clause 23.
Clause 23 has been proposed for adoption. And then Honorable Mambo. Thank you very much. Mambo has seconded the proposal to adopt clause 23. Anyone that is opposed? None. Then we go to clause 24. That speaks to the removal and detention of refugees and after seekers. Of course, is that if people have for the right to come to the country, then if they are not complying with certain requirements, then we should be having provisions in law to remove them. Clause 24 provides that opportunity for the authorities. Honorable Dabuji.
Chair, I move for the adoption of
Clause
24.
Thank you, Honorable Dambuja. We move for the adoption of clause 24. Anyone that has to support Honorable Dambuja?
Honorable Dambuja. Chair, I second the move for the adoption of clause
24. Honorable Dambuja, second the move to adopt clause 24. Anyone who supports? None. Thank you very much. That is up to clause 25. That talks to applicants to inform the refugee reception office of any changes or addresses within 10 days. Remember that when they are taken and determined, they will always communicate with them to the last address known. Therefore, if they change their plans, then there's a duty for them to be notified of it so that when they have to communicate, then they should know where they are. Clause 25, I'm putting it to you, Honorable Member. Honorable Member. Clause 25. Thank you very much. Member Omar has moved for the adoption of clause 25. Anyone who has an agreement with her? Honorable Rafu.
Yeah,
thank you very much. Member Rafu just actually seconded the move to adopt clause 25. Anyone who's opposed? None. Then let's go to clause 26. Looks like clause 26 as well is almost similar. It's an alignment. If you are heavy about clause 25, then you should be heavy about clause 26 as well. But miracles happen. Honorable Marco. Thank you very much. Honorable Gong has moved for the adoption of clause 18. Anyone who agrees with that? Mummy?
I hereby move to second Honorable
Mongol
on the adoption of clause 26.
Thank you, Honorable Minister. Seconded the move to adopt clause 26. Anyone who is opposed to the adoption of clause 26? And then last week asked to cross 27. And then cross 27 talked to the withdrawal of the refugee status. I'm sure you remember that we spoke a little bit more about this one. That it should be possible to actually withdraw this data to the circumstances changes. Honorable Rafi. Clause 27 has been moved for adoption by Honorable Rafi. Honorable K.
I support.
Thank you very much, Honorable K. The second is the move to adopt Clause 27. Anyone is opposed to the adoption of Clause 27? None. And then we go to Clause 38. Then we go to clause 29. The clause 29 that brings in the standing committee so that either of them will be appointed for it. Clause 29. Honorable Rafuji has moved for the adoption of Clause 29. What's your view, Peter?
I'm in support of Clause 29.
Honorable Peter supports the adoption of Clause 29. Is there anyone that is opposed to that? None? None, then let's talk to Clause 30. But in Clause 30, that we are just simply removing Section 30. We are feeling it, we are moving it. And anyone who has an agreement for Section 33 of the principal act to do this under cross-stage of this amendment is provide for the chief. Honorable Mary, cross-stage.
I hope for adoption of cross-stage.
Thank you very much, Honorable Gunnar, moves for the adoption of cross-stage. Anyone who second me, Honorable Gunnar? Honorable Gunnar?
I second the move for the adoption of cross-stage.
Thank you very much. Anyone that's opposed to the adoption of the cross-stage? None? Then that takes us to clause 31. That talks to the transitional provisions. You remember that you said matters must not fall through the cracks because you are actually changing status of committees, and the work that is in front of those committees will be ordinarily taken to be the work of the new committee, so that nothing falls through the crack. I'm sure it's an honorable form of behavior like that. What's your view on the new form? Thank you, Mankomo. Then move for the adoption of Clause 31. Who agrees with Mankomo? Honorable Mary?
I second adoption of Clause 31.
Thank you very much. And Honorable Mary is seconded the move to adopt Clause 31. Then anyone who proposed from us adopting Clause 31 with a personal arrangement? None? Then we go to clause 32. Then here you remember that we have actually changed from Asylum Seeker Permit to Asylum Seeker Visa. Then now we are making it to be to read the principal act correctly. And then also talk to Status Determination Committee. And then where you have permit, then that's part of the visa. This does facilitate the meeting of the specific legislation. So that there is no confusion, especially when you are sitting in front of a charge or a magistrate. We don't talk about the permit, but the law here talks about the visa. And then the case gets thrown out of court, and then it's going to get that. Honorable Nick?
Chair, I move for the adoption of clause 32.
Thank you very much. And then Honorable Nick has moved for the adoption of clause 32. Anyone who second the Honorable Nick? Honorable Peter?
I second Honorable Nick on clause 32.
Thank you very much. Honorable speakers, there's room for the adoption of clause 32. Anyone who's opposed to that? None. Then go to the short title and commencement, clause 33. This act is called the Refugee Amendment Act 2016 and comes into operation immediately after the commencement of the Refugees Amendment Act 2008 and the Refugees Amendment Act 2011. I just wanted before I put this in front of you for Erasmus to make some sort of explanation here. Because we know that any act to come to operation as and when the president determines as such. And then what does this mean? You may proceed if the institution minister, if there is any assistance that you can make as well, then we are going to give up to us.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairperson. Yes, with regard to the Refugees Amendment Act of 2008 and also the 2011 one, they were sent to and signed by the President, but they never came into operation. So how it now works is, once this bill is sent to and signed by the President after it's gone through the parliamentary process, the current bill that we go with, all of them basically come into operation at the same time. And what I can assure the committee is that we've taken into consideration all those amendments and those issues with this amendment to make a seamless transition once
Does explain to us what makes you to believe that when the president signs this, automatically means that even this, the previous two, come to operation. Is this the instruction that we are saying here, that once the president signs this, then this will be an implication on the previous two? Is that what you're saying?
So just to explain, there's a proclamation that brings into operation the
Yes.
So in the proclamation we make clear what the pieces of legislation are going to be. In that proclamation you'll indicate that this legislation comes into operation together with the others all at the same time.
Yeah, I do understand, but what you are saying is this one comes into operation immediately after the commencement of those. But remember that those have not been, they have not been made to be active. But then you say this one, they will only come to operation after those, or immediately after the previous two.
Okay. Sorry,
yeah.
Maybe I'm not explaining myself.
Yeah.
But remember this, these amendments are also dependent on the amendment.
Yes.
So in other words, once they come into operation, these ones will... So what we're trying to say, there'll be a, not a second, it'll be at the same time, but those first have to come into operation,
yeah.
Then this one will come in, all those amendments will fall into place. But this amendment is dependent on those coming into operation. It's a very technical issue, but in the proclamation that's
Because you see, we were just looking at a situation where the president signed this one. But then he doesn't say that the other two previous amendments must come to operation. So, and then we are saying what it is underneath there on the short title. It looks like it seeks to implicate the other two. But the authority is the other way around. The authority is the previous one. That is what they will come to effect, and then this one that comes immediately after this. So that's what I just wanted to try to get clarity. What do you mean?
The reason why I say that is
because
I understand
for the adoption of refugees,
Thank you very much. And then the move to adopt the Refugees Amendment Bill, B12B 2016, has been made by Honorable Adelaide Nokai. Anyone that agrees with her? Anyone that agrees with her? If there is nobody that seconds that principle, that means there is a contradiction. Honorable Blair.
I hereby second the adoption of the rules.
Thank you very much, Honorable Gumede. Second the move to adopt the Refugees Amendment Bill, B12B 2016. Anyone that is opposed to that? None. And then, Honorable Member, that now takes me to the resolution of the COVID. Because the bill has been referred to us to actually deal with it and report back to the House. And then the report of the bill reads as follows. That's the report of the Portfolio Committee on Home Affairs on the Refugees Amendment Bill B12 2016. Being the National Assembly on Section 25. Dated 8 March 2017. The Portfolio Committee on Home Affairs, having considered the subject of the Refugees Amendment Bill B12 2016, National Assembly, that is Section 25, and referred to it and classified by the Joint Checking Mechanism as a Section 25 bill, and report the bill with Amendment B12A 2016. The report to be considered by the House. That's the report that we have to present to the House if we are in agreement. To anyone that agrees that this should be our report, that we have considered the bill and then we are reporting to the House with the amendments that are actually kept up in B12A 2016 that we have just looked at before the start of the process.
Honorable
Mayor, we support the adoption of the report of the Committee on the Refugees Amendment Bill, B12 2016. Anyone that agrees to the adoption of this report? Honorable Makomo. Honorable Makomo second the adoption of the report of the Committee on the Refugees Amendment Bill, B12 2016. Anyone that's opposed to that? None. Then if that is the case, Honorable Member, then I'll sign this report. Soma Riso. But then signed, and then I hope that we control the HEC this afternoon. Honorable members, I think I need to really thank you for having done that kind of work. And it's a very important work, which is our main function here, to be an institution. And then we have produced a piece of legislation to assist the department to be able to function. And some of these things are moving targets. And then we should expect that sometimes certain things will crop up, we may still need to amend certain things. Because people become clever as we move forward and start robbing the system. Then the other issue, Honorable Members, is that whether you will need to debate this particular bill in the House, or whether you will agree that as Chair introduced the bill and then you are given an opportunity to declare. Then you just go and declare whatever you declare. Of course, in that declaration, I'm sure you know that it can either be a support of the bill or the areas where you are not agreeing, then you voice your dissatisfaction with certain thoughts. What is there that you want us to do? Honorable Mayor, what you want us to go and debate, or the chair actually produce the bill, the American bill, and then political parties then declare. Honorable United.
Just a thing, I think ideally it would have been tonight to debate both with the DMA and the refugees amendment. But looking at the practical, we are having so many meetings now. Probably time is going to be tight.
Yeah.
And then let me say prayers for this bill. Perhaps we may have preparations for the Senate, because there we did not agree.
Okay. That's the proposal. Of course, this amendment bill, if you can look at it, it's only that it is highly technical. But the contest that you can stand in front of the House and speak for 10 minutes, you will find yourself running out of substance. You will find yourself running out of substance. And whoever comes first will actually change everything. And when you come in following them, they have nothing to say other than just repeating what other members have said. But the declaration at least, and then you have got 3 minutes or whatever, 4 minutes, then you identify all those issues that you just want to make emphasis, and then you can do that. But I mean, we wouldn't be saying that that is the rule. It's a proposal from other group members. And what is your view, Finland and Marco?
Thank you, Spencer.
Okay. he forgets that thing of the Spencer was dealt with in China many years back. Many years back.
Well, yeah, I can hear what you say. Well, Chairperson, I think it's quite important for us to actually have our declaration much more than today.
Yeah.
The declaration, people will zoom in on specific issues which they really feel that they are having and the issues that need to be raised. I would actually move to the move which was proposed by Honorable Commander on moving it towards.
Okay, I think this, the comment of Honorable Tiglian to say ladies first is because always agrees with me. Then I don't expect him to contradict you. Otherwise, he would have taken the opportunity to oppose. But you've got a right as an honorable member to make your comment on this proposal. Yes, we second that.
These two bills are very important to some of us, and especially trying to have this difficulty. That's why we have such an interest in them. That's why we get a lot of corruption, whatever, which happens with the minister in the area, or they are quite important. So the declaration will actually ensure that we do any of you to really like to show direction.
Definitely that the BMA is a lot to speak about, the BMA. And then, the proposal is seconded, and any other different view on the matter? Anyone opposing?
Chairperson, I don't oppose, and I don't support.
I wanted somebody to oppose.
Chairperson, as a married man and as a member of parliament, I do support the declaration. Thank you.
Okay. You are a serious topic representative.
Very serious.
You know, I think that one is done. And then the other issue I remember is that there is an invitation that has been made in terms of the immigration policy. Immigration policy, whatever, that is coming in the conference. And when I read the letter, I could not see the date.
The national.
But I I saw the date by which you should have the draft was held.
17 to 18.
Yes.
That will be Friday. And then I don't know what this means. If members opt to go there, that means the COVID section must actually take care of their business. Because we are invited as members of the COVID section. So then you will deal with that. I just hope that we are not going to be told that we are late as well.
Maybe you don't have funds.
Yes. I'm sure honorable members have received the information about the Germany study tour that the House Chair has not approved it. Actually, his view is that when he looked at our application, it was viewed that we were left with 2 weeks, and 2 weeks is not adequate to arrange all the logistics required for that study tour. That is the brief that he gave me. But he wanted to explain to me. No. Honorable members must not involve. Remember that when we go up there, we have got the logistical arrangement of the flight to go there, number one. Number two, you will need interpretation. Number three, you will need the embassy that flight to actually collect the information in terms of the status of life or refugees or whatever immigrants in Germany, so that when you get there, you get briefed. Then number five, you will need certain individuals that side to be ready to entertain us. Those that you must meet with the other side. And then, like as I'm saying, is that, of course, is that he may have delayed to look at our application, but at the time of him looking at the application, then he felt that the truth that is left to actually organize this trip, the logistics to go there, he believes that it's not adequate. Now, what I actually wanted to propose is that it won't help fighting. No. It won't help fighting. You see, fighting may be physical, may be emotional, may be in all other forms. And then, so all what one is saying is that I wanted to propose that honorable members maybe should actually determine another date. Because he wanted to speak to me, to explain in full. And then, so that when I go to his office, then I should be able to speak to a date. Maybe within the next 2 months or so, while it is still summer on the other side. When is summer for me?
Yes.
So that then we can actually propose, because remember that study too mainly was in preparation of the immigration policy. So mainly for us to go and understand these issues of the people from the North Africa moving across to that side to Germany and France and the rest, how are they actually dealing with, how is that affecting their policies and how are they adjusting their policies to actually cater for that, and then whether there are lessons that we can learn. That's what I just wanted to say. But now that a new deal with the logistics of the conference, honorable members that will be available, then let us make sure that he gets information that we are available for Friday. And Friday and Saturday? Yes. Alright? This Friday meeting, no. There's no Friday meeting this week. Okay? Can we please trade with the information of your availability so that then he can make the arrangement? And if we could do it as early as by tonight, so that the application that goes to Chronic and then exists by Monday, he must say he should have said yes, so that he can make the bookings of the flight, accommodation, and your flight home. Honorable Rafu.
I think for us to do the oversight, I don't know.
we cannot come and do just to have a person and talking, not really making a other kind of, you know, comparison. So it's totally, I think it's useless. We are too, we despite of this, but it cannot always, you always do the whole thing. And 2 weeks is ample time. 2 weeks is too much.
Honorable member, let us agree that Honorable Crowley deals with this request for almost all other committees of the National Assembly. And let's take for granted that he knows that. Because he's not saying that we should not go. He says for the time that we're supposed to go on, the time that is left, he's providing some sort of advice that is not adequate for the logistics that are required to be done. And therefore, all that I'm saying is that let's agree on a date, then let's make an application, whether in the, within the next 2 months, in July or so, and then we just look at the first week when we come back to Parliament. So it would be a committee week or something before the House speaker. And then make the application, let's see whether he doesn't like us or it was a genuine reason of the time that he left us. I think that would be progressive and understanding. Thank you very much. Okay, I think honorable members, I just want to confirm that honorable members, I think the AD believes that he has given you copies of the DMA bill as prepared from the printer. But please keep it with yourself when others will receive it the day that it is debated in the House. But I just want to warn honorable members, although we may have had good intentions of having this bill debated in the House by next week, Tuesday or Wednesday, the possibility is that it may not happen. Remember that there are parliamentary administrative steps that go through, and then it has to go through the programming, and then it has to go to the political committee of parliament, and then it must go to the other paper for us to try to speak to. And persons like Malcolm, I think he will need to do some on other forum. And then, but we still try and hope that it should be done for purposes of getting this to move to the NCOP. But now the power is no longer in our hands. Once we have tabled it, the power has actually gone out of our hands. Then we'll just hear. But wherever we are called to explain why it's urgent, we will do so and defend. Thank you very much, honorable members. And I still want to thank you again for having dealt with these two bills. It's just a major job that we have done. And we thank the department as well for this sleepless night and the legal services of Parliament and the state law advisor in absentia, and also the servant one for running around to make sure that the relevant people are here. So thank you very much, and then this meeting is set again.
I'm from another meeting.